Hello?
Hello?
Hi, there you go. I'm sorry, I thought I'd lost you.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. I can hear you better now.
Okay.
Right. So, like I was saying, first I wanted to ask, you said that you've actually reached out to the bank and they're gonna try and send you some letter. By chance, were you able to get that, or
No, I talked to them today, and now they changed up. I talked to the president of the bank, and they saying that the person who gave me the information or was supposed to send the letter, that they wasn't supposed to do it. So it's like now they're giving me a
oh
hard
gosh.
time over this crap, man. It's just too much for me, you know. It's just too much. I mean, it's like. I don't know. I don't even want to go into it because it's just too much. First of all, I know that my uncle never even got a loan because he couldn't read and write. He didn't even have access to money. What are you gonna loan him money for when he don't have access to any money? You know what I mean? So that's just not true. That's not true. I know they got it on their record, but it's fraud or whatever it is because there's no way he could do it. He didn't have any money.
Oh,
I
that's
don't
a
know.
bummer. So, okay, they say they could, but now they're saying that they could not provide you any letter.
Right, they're saying they want his social security number. And see, when people do stuff like that, it's called a runaround. That means that after you get that, it'll be something else. It'll be something else. It'll be something else. You know what I mean? It'll never stop.
Right,
You know,
and
so I want to know how do I challenge that? Because there's no way that my uncle proved that he got that loan. Because there's no way he could have. And in fact, he's been dead 8 years. So it's like anything that he has, it was wrote off anyway, was charged off anyway because he's dead. It only
right.
stays on your record for 7 years, you know what I mean? So as far as them, I don't know. I don't get it. It doesn't add
And
up to me.
right.
And see, the property, this isn't the first time that the property has changed. The property had changed over to my mother. You know what I mean? And none of that came up then. So why does it come up now? If it was there, it would have came up when the property transferred over to her.
I
And
mean,
now she's dead. So how am I supposed to get this information when I have no access to
right.
There is no papers and stuff because all the papers was stolen out of the house. So, you know, what do I go off of?
Well,
And then, you
I'm
know, this is what was going on with the bank. This is what I was telling Forrest from the beginning with my sister. When you got three, four, five people calling, saying it scrambles everything. You can't handle business with everybody calling the people because it's always a different story every time someone calls, you know, and that's what it kind of kills everything. And anytime I've tried to do business, once she jumps in, it's like, you know, the people, first of all, don't want to deal with her, and it just messes up
oh.
everything. They just back out and be like, I ain't got time for that. No one has time for that. And now here's the thing with the bank. So it's like it's gonna get crazier and crazier.
Are you saying that
I
the
promise
reason why
you.
is because of your sister, or?
Yes, it's just crazy, you know. I don't know. I had expected it to be a smooth sail, you know. I didn't expect all this.
I mean, us too. Like, I think you might be frustrated, and it frustrated us too because we wanted to close very fast.
Right.
I mean, we're ready to move forward. It's just this, you know, legal things that the title needs to go through, that it needs to be cleared, in order for us to acquire the property that's really holding us up. Well, I mean, I guess the only way for us is to move forward with the quiet title action, which, like what I said, it will take 60 to 90 days. because it has to go through court, you know, for the judgment to be cleared. Since the bank cannot provide us any letter stating that Mr. Apple Jr. or the previous owner doesn't owe anything, we'll have to probably go to the other route.
Okay, because I'm sick with this. I don't have time for it.
Right. Now, I've wanted to talk to you about that because, as you've known, it's going to be a $3,000, you know, payment for the quiet title procedure, the title, quiet title action. That's what they call it. Forrest, I spoke to Forrest about it. He wasn't also really expecting that, but you know, we were kind of like thinking on how to move forward. The total purchase price that you currently have is around $30,300. I think the purchase agreement.
Right.
That's a total amount, and you said that you're gonna divide it into three.
Right.
So you know what happens is what you know, usually the cost would came out from the final proceeds. So I mean, we were thinking instead of each person getting around $10,000, it would be more likely that you'll get probably $9,300, or I mean exactly $9,104 each, which is a little bit close to $10,000. And you know, that's just to make sure that the title is clean and so that we can close without any issues.
Okay, well, we just have to go with that. I mean, I know it's going to be some confusion behind that. I'm telling you, I got a difficult sister. She's a piece of crap. You know, I mean, it's like she's so greedy that, you know, it's like the taxes now. I'm like, sister, I've been paying the taxes for years. Why don't you go and pay the taxes? I ain't got to pay. We ain't got to pay it now. You handle business now because you don't want to pay anything. You know what I mean? I've been paying. Everybody else has been paying. My brother's been paying. But all you want to do is take. And that's the type of person she is. And over that little bit of money, she'll go crazy. I know I got to have $10,000. And then it's like, and here we go again. That's just her. I don't care because I want it to be done. I don't want to have anything to do with none of it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to kind of do it where it'll be fair to everybody, but I don't care. I'm out here getting my own money. I don't need handouts or nothing from nobody. But I'm trying to do what my mom wanted me to do and to be fair to everybody. But this is the type of person that she is.
Right. I haven't really spoken to her because I wanted to, since last week, I wanted to get to you first. And, of course, it's you're the main contact. You're, I think, the decision maker. So whatever you decide on, you know, we'll...
I want to go with it. I want to go with it, you know, and go ahead and get it over with.
Okay. You know. So we're probably looking three months from now. I will email the attorneys that, you know, we got the approval from you to move forward with a quiet title. I just wanted to really get your approval before doing anything. So that would be, that said, right now is May the 28th. So we're looking about 3. Oh gosh, it'll take August.
Right,
May.
That's like, you know what I'm saying? That's forever, man. That's
not
crazy.
That too. August 26th, actually, to be exact, that's the 90 days. But the attorney said that it'll take 60 to 90 days, depending on the, approval from the court or how fast the court will answer. So, I mean, we'll resolve it, I guess. So, what I'm going to do is I'll have to create an addendum. I'll let Forrest draft it because Forrest is the one who... I'll have to let Forrest know that you've agreed on the timeline, and I think he's okay with waiting.
The bank, they're not even giving us anything right now. You know what I mean? And it's like, even to pay the money, they're not even giving us, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't have any information to pay you, okay? If we got $3,000 or whatever you say that he owes, which I know he don't, okay, and we pay that, who do we pay it to? Because they're not giving us anything. What are we paying?
Right.
They won't tell us, you know?
Well, the bank manager said confirmed that there is lien, but, again, they wouldn't give us any further information without maybe giving the debt certificate, the Social Security too. They tried to ask that as well, but cannot give them anything, of course. So, unfortunately, it's like a dead end. We're like hitting the wall with them. So, good thing is there's another way, but it will just take longer. I'll let Forrest know right away that you will agree on the quiet title process, and that, I just wanted to really get clear. You're okay with the charge for it, that it will be taken out from your, final purchase price, which is you'll get probably around $9,104 once it's closed for each person.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll draft the addendum, and then I don't think you need to sign. It's just, it will just state something like, we are extending the agreement, and if you need to sign, we have your email address here, so we'll probably just send you an email, and then I'll see you after Forrest sent it.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Stanfield, I really do appreciate your patience and on your understanding. Like what I said, we're waiting to wait until the end. But I just thank you for your patience and for your understanding. Now I will let your Ms. Stanfield know what's going on as well, since you've already agreed to move forward with it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much again, and I hope you have yourself a good rest of the day. And please let me know. Just give me a call back if you have questions. I'll make sure to keep you updated every time that I have, any updates from the attorneys.
Okay. I'm hoping we can do it before August. I mean, that's like, wow. But
trust me,
really
us
is.
Too. We're eager to close as you are, so... let me ask if there's a way that we could, expedite the request with the attorneys. I'll consult to them and see if we can make it, earlier than that.
Yeah, because like this, as Forrest loses money on the way, we lose money, and then I have to deal with my sister all the way to August. I don't want to, I don't deal with her, for real.
We'll just make sure to communicate with her. I communicate with her separately, so you don't have to, deal with anything outside of us. But, what I can guarantee, though, is Forrest, I don't think that he's going to lose money. He has the funds in place, so if that's one of your worries, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, I appreciate your time again. Mr. Stanfield, thank you so much, and I hope you have yourself a good rest of the day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.